when you're in your channel, in the stream of your higher self, crown is open, ancestral roots deeply embodied, and you can feel the wisdom of the elders and your higher self vibrating in the stillness, and you just know you are held. Do you ask questions? Do you ask for guidance? What do you do when you're in your stream? At one level, you're in a stream. Don't get into your head and start trying to understand. Feel, 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 feel. Feel your midline, feel the light, feel in your roots, feel the light. Accept it, accept it, accept it, accept it. Receive, receive, receive. That's what you have to do. When you start asking questions, it's because you're uncertain about receiving. They like it when you ask for help. They don't like it when you think you know it all, or when you act like an arrogant scientist where you just need to sit and ask questions because you're too scared to feel, too scared to feel your heart, too scared to feel your wounds. You just want to sit and ask questions. Ancestors do not need that. They do not like that. They have so much light and love for you. And you're sitting there going, but what does that really mean? How will I know if this is real though? That's arrogance. Or you have to humble yourself down. When you've absorbed as much as you can, you get to that place where you need to start asking something. Acknowledge the emotion. Be vulnerable. These are your elders. They are so ancient. They know you better than you know yourself. Just be humble. And if you're scared, just ask. Hold me. Hold me in this moment and show me through my body the answer to this. Because it will be something that you're struggling with, something you want to know. Hold me in this moment and show me the answer through my body, not through this. They'll show you. Please be open. Please receive it. When you're open, you start feeling it, feeling it, feeling it. It's very, very powerful. I've been so deep and I've been bestowed with too much to even put into words. And I've been greedy, right? I'm like, this is a lot. Filled myself up, filled my cup, filled. I'm overflowing now. Now I'm like, I want to learn. I want to learn. I want to learn. Be ready for the answers to come and for you to immediately embody it. When you ask a question, when you're in that deep and you're in the stream and you're sincere and you're ready to learn, you ask a question, you get shown. You're not getting shown to sit and watch. Oh, cool show, man. You're getting shown to feel it, embody it. All you're being shown is light, different frequencies of light. When you ask something and you get shown through light, you need to feel it. Right? Feel it. Right. Done. Right. Got it. Right. Ask again. Feel it. Right. Got it. You're attuning, attuning, attuning your energy body constantly, 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 higher, 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 higher frequencies. That's what you're doing. It's mega work, right? It's mega work. When you're learning, embodying, elevating and ascending at the same time, you can learn so much. You can embody such great sacredness. If you ignore your womb, your roots and your ancestors, it will never be real. This is the work of our ancestors. The ones who you don't even know because they're so, so high. You haven't even seen them. You haven't even opened your heart to feel what they are. Yeah, they are the ancestors and they come through all the generations. This light, this ancestral light, royalty flows through all of us. We have to do this work with the ground, with the roots. If you do not root and cannot ground and bring stillness to the roots, the womb, if you are not at peace here in your base structure, how can your crown open and your channel open? You can't. The base, the structure is wobbling and is dense and is full and is terrified and is fear. You are holding fear in your channel. How can light come through? The block is at the root and is in the womb, right? So you're more like a vase. There's a limit. You can only hold this amount of light. When this is open, empty and grounded, connected deep, 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 and this crown is open, what happens? Light just flows through. Doesn't get stuck, right? We choose to use the base structure as a store of this light, anchor it in our womb. So this is very important. To become the channel, we need to be empty. And just serve the channel. you stop asking questions. You already know the answers because you're now the channel. The channel is light. Does light ask questions? Light is light. Light does not have vocabulary. Light is light. That's what we are. When we're there, there's no question. We just are.